When we talk about evil, it is accepted as not being an existence on its own. Evil is something usually when it is in comparison to something else or the non-existence of good. For example, the venom of a snake. The snake would never call it evil. It protects itself with it. But when you compare it to the harm it does to humans, we call it evil. Therefore, evil is only evil when we compare things to something else. Or evil is just the non-existence of good. When God tells us don't lie, and we lie, we have done evil. It is not God who created such a thing like evil. This makes sense only from an overall view of evil. But from the point of divine justice, the problem of evil takes a different form. The issue is not about the existence or non-existence of things. The issue is why is there deficiency in the first place? Why are people blind, deaf, deformed, and etc.? Why does God allow this to happen? And why doesn't He stop it from happening? When we see blind people or someone that is deformed, aren't these examples of holding back divine bounty and grace from Allah? Isn't holding back divine grace a form of injustice to Allah? In other words, God could have eradicated poverty, eradicated illnesses. So we are not denying that evil does not exist. It is still out there. Why can't God just give it its grace and end it? And by not doing so, isn't He being unjust? What we need to examine is, what places do such evils have in order of the entire world? What is the value of such evils in their own right? There are three reasons why there is evil in the world, and why Allah allows it to continue according to scholars. First, the universe is a single body or organism. Removing some parts harm the other parts, and in some cases renders the entire system. Likewise, evil is part of this system, and therefore completes the universe. For example, if we take a beautiful painting, it has different parts, different colors, different brush strokes to create something that beautiful. Likewise, the purpose that evil has within the entire system is it adds beauty to the entire system. How does evil add beauty? This is the second reason. It is because evil is the manifester of goodness. The same way in which ugliness manifests beauty, evil gives light to good and justice. If everybody was as beautiful as Prophet Yusuf alayhis salam, nobody would value beauty anymore. If everybody in the world was good and just, there would be no value for goodness and no value of justice. The reason why we can appreciate goodness is because there is evil in the world today. The reason why we can appreciate justice is because there is injustice in the world today. The differences in the universe that have been made in the universe are like that beautiful painting that we have said. The world requires there to be differentiation. The world requires there to be sheep, and the world requires there to be human beings. The world requires people to be white and those who are brown. This complete differentiation is what completes the world that we live in. These creations are perfect in themselves, no matter what they are, no matter how we see them, from the aspect of discrimination and differentiation, whether they are born handicapped or not. They still have been provided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the ability to reach perfection. As far as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned, they are the perfect creation. Why? Because they have the ability to reach perfection. It is us who show discrimination and Allah does not. It is us who label this person is so and this person is so. And that is why they are different. And we treat them differently. But as far as Allah is concerned, they are perfect because perfect only creates perfection. The third reason is that evil things are the source of and give birth to things that are good. For example, the study for the cure of cancer is only present because there is cancer. Talk of eradication of poverty is only there because of poverty. You may never have turned to God to supplicate if you weren't in hardship. The struggles that one goes through and the work one does to try and reach a certain amount of good may not have ever been there if it was not for evil. Allah says in the Holy Quran, "For indeed with hardship will be ease," and emphasizes again, "Indeed with hardship will be ease."